Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. We didn't get to last night because things happened beyond my control, and I'm just tired of doing without my fix. So, good afternoon, sir. Evening, sir. What's afternoon?
Well, good evening, and I hope that I can help with your fix.
I do, too. Now, I know we talked about this, but, I mean, now your article is published about this flurry of bear attacks. And I'm just kind of curious, because I didn't even ask this question, because I know we sort of skirted it or talked a little bit about it in the last Friday, yeah. And so has anybody, are we looking at this as purely coincidence, this flurry?
No, I think this is expected. We've seen an increasing number of conflicts between humans and bears, I would say starting about the middle 70s. And most of it, in my mind, is precisely because we've added a lot of protections for bears that didn't exist before. Up until about 1970 or so, many states treated bears as vermin. There were bear seasons
vermin.
In a lot of states, and some, yes, as a pest that you could get rid of. And I think
okay.
that's because okay. they cause problems,
right.
And they do. And then the transition was to start treating them as a game animal that whose population should be managed. And then in the case of grizzly bears, they were treated as an endangered species in the lower 48. They were never endangered in Canada or Alaska. And then they couldn't be hunted at all. In fact, because it was a special federal law, the enforcement of it and the treatment of it and the investigation of grizzly bear killings and such was all elevated to a higher level. Grizzly bears especially, and to a certain extent black bears as well, became much more protected than they had been. And as a reasonable and expected consequence of this, bear populations started to rise. And bears, as their population grew to more than what a local area could reasonably support, started expanding their range into areas where they had little presence in the last 50 years or so. Probably the lowest level of bear populations was in the neighborhood of 1930 or so. I mean, it was quite low by 1900 because much of the country had already been settled into agricultural land. And so bears were mostly in areas that didn't have as much agricultural land because they'd do a lot of damage, and when they did damage to crops or livestock, they were generally hunted down and killed. So as the bear population rose and their the territory they were in expanded, then they came into more conflict where the human population was also rising, and a more intense use was being made of the territories that humans were in as well. So naturally, you had more bear-human conflicts, and we've seen more bear attacks and more fatalities by bears. Now, this is not a one-way street. The harvest of bears has gone up significantly as well, not for grizzly bears. They've been extremely protected, and their population has, over the period from about 76 to present, their population has increased in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which is the biggest concentration of bears in the lower 48, about 7 to 8 times what it had been. So they have saturated the park system, and they're saturating the greater Yellowstone ecosystem with the amount of bears that can be supported, and they are expanding into areas where there's greater numbers of humans that are ranching and farming and just inhabiting, and so you have more conflicts between bears and humans. So it's been going up. And there's a good reason why.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I was wondering about was because during 2020, when everybody was locked down, the only place a lot of people could go was outdoors. And I was just wondering if that had any correlation with it, if more people were going outdoors.
It's possible. It's hard to know because even though the numbers are increasing, they're not large numbers. You know, we're talking about... In 2021, we've had, I believe, 6 fatalities of bear attacks so far in North America, all of North America. And you know, there may be one that's under investigation currently in British Columbia that hasn't been decided yet. For example, last year in 2020, we had a bear, what was believed to have been a bear fatality, I think it was in North Carolina, and it might have been South Carolina. And it wasn't until this year, almost a year later, that the coroner came back and said, yes, that person had been killed by a bear. I mean, and that was when they found the bear feeding on the person's body and then killed it within just a few hours. The case in British Columbia, they found a dead woman in a commercial blueberry field, and... they weren't sure what the cause of death was immediately, but they found that a bear had been involved, and they suspect it may have been a bear attack, but they're still investigating, and we may not know for a year or more, because I looked at the office of the coroner there in British Columbia. They're way behind in their investigation. The consensus seemed to be that there's more work than there are people to do it, and the office is understaffed, and so they fall behind, and it may be a year or more before we get the results of that investigation.
Well, I mean, see, like one of the attacks that you were talking about in Asheville, North Carolina, I'm surprised they don't have more of those already. Because
yes,
Asheville is, have you ever been to Asheville?
I've been there a couple times for conferences. I didn't stay very long.
Well, I mean, it's fascinating to look at all of the little outposts of civilization sprinkling the wilderness.
Yeah, they
because
have a lot of wood.
It's in the mountains. Oh, yeah.
Throughout
yeah.
the area.
Yeah.
What struck me as odd, well, kind of odd, about the Asheville attack was one of the clearer emergences of what I would call the bear cult that seems to be developing on the Internet. And these are people that personally have virtually no contact with bears.
I tell you what, hang on, we're coming up on the break. I want to hear about this because this sounds like it's going to be very entertaining. This article, let's see, this article is probably one of the latest ones to be published by Dean on Amaland.com. That's where his stuff is. Well over 1,800 plus articles there waiting on you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about bears and such. So, we still got Dean? Dean, you there? Dean? Oh, Dean.
Here? Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yes, now I can, yeah. Yep,
yeah, so we're talking about the Asheville attack by
right.
black bear, and it's rather unusual. Most, you know, bears, black bears generally do not attack humans, and it's just uncommon in itself. And most of the black bear attacks appear to be either predatory attacks by young male black bears, or just habituated bears that are used to getting food from humans, and if they are, if they consider that the human is getting in the way of them and their food, they'll contest the food with the human and attack them. So this doesn't appear to be that the bear may have been habituated, but it appeared to be a predatory attack. And in fact, the National Park Service, I'll quote them on this. It said, "This attack was unusual in the bear was uncharacteristically aggressive and continued to pursue the human subjects involved. After the dog was removed and continued to attack the couple's vehicle after they were all inside of it and the threat, the couple and their dog were effectively removed. This is not typical or characteristic defensive bear behavior and indicates a more predatory response." And that's what it appeared to me. And yet, in the public comments in this, this was on a Facebook page with the National Park Service, the number of people who tried to find some irrational reason to claim that the people were obviously the ones at fault and that the bear was just an innocent woodland creature, you know, innocent furry woodland creature, a Disney stereotype perhaps, and many of them tried to concoct the idea that this must have been a female bear with young, as if that would somehow legitimize this attack, when there was absolutely no evidence that there were any cubs around at all. And that it, one of the reasons I say that this shows what I've come to call the cult of the bear. It's almost a religious cult where the bear is idealized as some sort of almost woodland deity that can do no wrong. And even though there was no evidence that this bear had any cubs, and in fact the evidence is in fact opposite because of the predatory attack, and most predatory attacks are male, young male bears, and in fact, it is a myth that coming between a sow black bear and her cubs is an extremely dangerous place. And the research shows that sow black bears are not particularly aggressive when their cubs are threatened. It just isn't true. And bear researchers routinely grab cubs and handle them, and they'll be yowling and making noises like they're under discomfort, and the sow bears virtually never defend the cubs in that case. It just doesn't happen. It's just a mythology. Now, that's not true for grizzly bears. Grizzly bears have always been much more aggressive, much more dangerous than black bears. And grizzly sows do routinely attack people, they often have cubs when they do so. But that is not the case with black bears. It's just a myth. So these people really haven't studied bears. They don't know anything about bears. They don't know anything about the circumstances. They're just trying to make excuses because the bear can never be at fault. The humans must always be at fault because you can't denigrate our deity. You know, it's a weird thing to see the emergence of these sort of animal worship cultists taking place in modern society. And yet that's what seems to be happening.
That's freaky. That's really freaky. I wonder how they would feel. I mean, so do they think that we should not be allowed to go out into nature?
It appears that they believe that if we go out into nature, we should never defend ourselves against bears, because what they would say is we are in the bear's house, which is kind of weird. You know, I mean, first, bears don't have houses. They might say that we are in the bear's home. Well, a bear might have a territory of 100 square miles or so, or maybe it'd be less. But, you know, it's not like it has a house and that it can't move, or that it's just a way of elevating world, any of the world that is outside of man's direct control, into something, some place we are not allowed to be. It's just a strange view of reality. And I think it's exacerbated because we have so many people that live in urban areas now. And since they live in urban areas, they're divorced from wilderness and from wild areas. They don't have much experience with it. Most of it is from TV or movies. And they develop these strange, unreal, counterfactual views of what nature is like. For example, many people have this strange view, and it was promoted for a while, that nature is in some sort of balance if only man weren't there. It's just not true. It's never been true. Now, there was a while that some theorists proposed that there was a balance between predators and prey in nature, but there isn't. I mean, there's lots of research on this now. There really isn't any balance. What tends to happen is, for whatever reason, climate change, weather, whatever, you get changes in habitat, changes in prey numbers, like rabbits. The rabbits go up because there's a lot more rabbits. You know, predators, populations tend to rise. And then, as usually happens, when the prey population reaches a critical point, it collapses because there's not enough resources to support it, and right. Then the predator population collapses.
Hang on right there. Break is happening. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights mix the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's tritium night sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As progressives and moderates continue to fight in her party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about passage of a social spending bill.
Many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills.
The California Democrat insisting the measure will be paid for. There appears to be little progress in talks between Kellogg's and the union representing many workers. Talks breaking down Wednesday night with union negotiators saying the last offer was all about concessions and the negotiating committee will not bring back its membership for a vote. Kellogg's workers in states including Tennessee and Michigan have been on strike since early October. USA Radio News. Republicans continuing to react to turning Virginia red.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan legislative committee has approved a plan to remove racist language from the Alabama Constitution. The document, originally written in 1901, would be stripped of language legally authorizing things like segregated schools and poll taxes. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about bears and this fascination with bears and these people that are like this cult of bears that have suddenly popped out. Now, I know you're a scientist, Dean, so you're probably going to... I don't want to diminish what you may or may not think of me. But I watch a lot of Bigfoot stuff, okay? Right. I don't believe or disbelieve that he exists as a species. I don't. I find it interesting, though, when you see all of these Bigfoot expeditions that go off out there. And I suspect we see this a lot with people that just go out into the wilderness. Lots of people go out there without taking a single tool that might be used for self-defense in the event they run across anything from Bigfoot on down. Bigfoot, bear, cougar, you know, whatever.
Yes.
What do you think of people like that? I mean, this sounds like those people. This sounds like those people you were just describing.
Well, yes, I want to mention something about further about the Asheville thing first, and that is, several, as I recall from reading the article, my memory could be a little faulty, and it was on Facebook, you know, how much do you believe this stuff? But several of them, when it was said that if the bear could be found, it would be euthanized, they called for the people to be killed instead. And it's a level of bizarre thinking from my point of view, but my thought is that these people, because they see almost no bears, and they see lots of people, simply value bears more than they value people. That's my consideration on that. Now, in terms of going out into the wilderness without any tools that you can protect yourself, it's not entirely irrational. It would have been unthinkable 200 years ago. People simply didn't walk around the wilderness unarmed because they were subject to attack, not just from animals, but from other people. And so you didn't walk around unarmed. It would be considered foolish. Now, as the country became more under the control of civilization, shall we say, you had people that would travel unarmed. And in fact, you had some famous cases. Let's see. I think I'm going to get the name botched here. I think, but we had a famous case. I think the Oakland massacre that happened in Arizona, where the father and I think they had like six kids, and the mother. The father and mother and four, three or four children were killed. There were three survivors, two young girls that were put into slavery, and the son that was thought to be dead and thrown off a bluff, but then he survived. And the father had repeatedly said, "Well, you know, those Indians, they're just other people. As long as you treat them well, they won't do anything to you." Well, some people would call them rogue Indians, came up, and they looked around, and they saw there weren't any weapons, and they massacred.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to put your faith in human nature that way, and you don't want to put your faith in nature that way either. And so I would not go around unarmed, but most people can, because humans have been so successful in the past in asserting our position as the apex predator, that most animals fear us quite reasonably and correctly and don't attack us. But that's changing as this attitude is changing, that we should not be the dominant predator on the planet, and we should give way to bears and wolves and other creatures because somehow we're intruding into their home, which is not considered our home. It's a weird, some people might call it Gaia worship, you know, Earth worship,
so,
which has a long history.
Sure. But I mean, so where should we, if we're supposed to give way, where should we go?
Well, that's it. We don't know what the limitations are. I've read about things, there's a name for a policy that's been promoted, and where they essentially say that humans should be segregated into high-density cities with just corridors that they travel in between, and most of the countryside relegated into wilderness.
Okay.
Which is, some people are pushing that type of policy.
I wonder if they would actually let themselves be in that themselves. You think they would be?
No, I don't think so. I think most of them picture themselves in charge as one of the upper class that can go anywhere they want.
So they're Democrats.
Yeah. Democrats, globalists. I would not put, Islamicists in there, because I think Muslims believe in the dominance of man over nature.
Right.
But globalists and, some Democrats certainly fall into that category.
Yeah. It always comes to mind. Do you remember what they call him? The Grizzly Man. Did we lose Dean?
Timothy Treadwell? Yes, I do.
Now, he went out there and he wanted to be one with them, right? He wanted to be their friend and all this other stuff, but he also made no provisions in case they really liked him so much they decided to make a meal out of him.
Right. It's part of this sort of cult mentality. Now, I believe his name was Timothy Treadwell, and he was actually a pretty talented guy. I mean, in the sense that he could sort of read these bears. He tended to associate with bears that were in very high density, high food areas, so they tended to be well fed. And like humans, in a certain way, if you are well-fed and content, you're less likely to get in arguments with your neighbors. And but the problem was is that he camped out on a bear trail in a very high-density bear area late in the fall when the bears are exceedingly hungry because they're just trying to pile on as many calories as possible to get fat so they'll survive the winter hibernation. And for whatever reason, I mean, probably just maybe this bear was just hungry and stumbled onto their camp, or actually it was like right on a bear trail, and he attacked Treadwell and his girlfriend and killed both of them. And when their bodies were discovered, they'd been fed upon by at least one, maybe two or three different bears. And at least two bears were killed, I recall, in the incident. One of them shot mostly with a .40 caliber handgun, as it turns out.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting. .40 caliber handgun. I wonder what. I tell you what. Hang on for me.
12-gauge shotguns involved, so it wasn't all just one handgun. But the .40 caliber, the 9mm, 45, 10mm.
Hang on, we're coming up on the last break. Last break is inbound. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten about bears and people that think that you should be eaten by bears. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Last time on the firing line, excuse me, this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten about the cult of the bear and the bear that's, you know, the bears that are coming out there and everything else. Do you think we will continue to see a rise in bear attacks?
Yes, because the bear populations continue to rise, and human populations continue to rise, and there are many people, mostly, I believe, in urban areas, who don't want to see bear populations controlled. If anything, they want the human populations to shrink. Now, I believe most of these people live where the bears are not. And so they're perfectly willing to impose costs on people who live where the bears are. And so I think we'll continue to see more conflicts. But I also expect to see more successful defenses against bears because people are learning what works, what doesn't, and as there are more bear attacks, there will be more people who prepare themselves to defend themselves against bear attacks. And we've seen that happening too. So it's an interesting learning process. And a similar situation, although not as many attacks, is happening with wolves. Because the wolf population is growing exponentially in several states, and the people who promote the wolf population growing have many of the same characteristics as those who promote bear populations. We just had an interest. I've got an article, I think it was the last one, on Amalanda that's been published for me, and that is an interesting situation in Wisconsin, where the Department of Natural Resources, which is controlled and has been for many years since 1967, controlled by the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, has just decided to ignore the law. They are head of the Department of Natural Resources was appointed by Democrat Governor Evers, and they disagree. Governor Evers disagrees with the Natural Resources Board. The Natural Resources Board wanted to increase the number of permits available to hunt wolves to 300 to try to bring the wolf population close to what the stated policy limits have been for many years. The Department of Natural Resources said, no, we're not going to follow what the Resources Board says. We're going to do what we want. And then they set the quota from 300 to 130, even though everybody in the state, believed that it was legal and proper for the Natural Resources Board to set the quota. They may have agreed or disagreed with the quota, but they all agreed that the Department of Natural Resources Board controlled, the Natural Resources Board controlled the Department of Natural Resources. Well, even the left-of-center Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was surprised that they would just ignore and defy the Natural Resources Board, and they had a quote from somebody who said they're not free to just do that. Kazmierski said in comments to the Associated Press, it's in violation of statute that establishes the board. And then a former staff lawyer of the Department of Natural Resources said, it's never done. He retired in 2002, so he was free to speak out. It's not that there weren't disagreements. They were always worked out. This is a real mess. And what it is, it's part of the power grab by the left. We disagree with what the established procedures are. We didn't get our way. So, F you, we're going to do what we want. And we have the power, and you don't have any police force to back you up. We're in charge of the legislative branch, so we're just going to do what we want.
Ah.
It's a very dangerous precedent, and that's what's happening. Now, an interesting follow-on to that, and I think it was about a week ago, there was a ongoing lawsuit brought by these, I would call them, animal extremists or worshipers or whatever you want to say, where they contended that the hunt for wolves was improper and that it should be stopped. And interestingly enough, the judge down in Madison stopped the hunt. He blocked it, saying that the Department of Natural Resources had failed to follow the law. Now, that's kind of ambiguous because I was wondering, well, were they failing to follow the law because they set their own limits on the hunt, or were they failing to follow the law for some other reason? So you can interpret that different ways. But it's absolutely a ludicrous situation when former procedure was followed, as far as I can tell, correctly. And then all the people who made plans, who bought permits, who arranged to be in places to hunt, their concerns and legal rights and obligations were all ignored. And, the Department of Natural Resources ignored what the board had said it should do. And then this judge ignores the harm that's coming to all these people who made plans for a population of predators that is about three, and I don't think anyone disagrees that it's about three times larger than what the agreed on size of the desired population was for about 20 or 30 years. So it's over 1,000 wolves. It may be much higher than that. It's hard to know, and the population that was aimed for many years was 350. So you can see why the board wanted to have a larger quota, because they're going to have a larger quota in order to bring the population down to where it's supposed to be. And the one of the foremost experts on wolf populations wrote in their book about, in a book along with other experts, it wasn't just one, this was one expert, but he was agreeing with others, that you'd have to harvest somewhere in the neighborhood of between a third and half, I think he estimated at least 40% of the wolf population every year, just to keep it stable, because they are so prolific. And we haven't been doing that in Wisconsin, so the wolf population continues to grow and to get larger and larger.
Hmm.
And so that's what's happening in Wisconsin, and I thought it's a good corollary to this this growth of the bear cult. There seems to be a companion wolf cult, or maybe they're just subcults of the general Gaia earth-worshipping cult.
I just get a kick out of it. I mean, listen, I don't, I think animals are great. I do. But I do think man is at the top of the food chain. We are the apex predator above all others, aren't we? We're the most dangerous out there. And
there's responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah.
It is bad to allow these apex predators to expand their populations without controls. And that's what they will do. And we've seen it repeatedly. It is science. It is not an opinion. And so they have to be controlled. And we are the only ones who really have any chance of controlling them with some sense of moderation and logic and reason. We should set what we believe is a reasonable number, and then we should work to keep them at that number. And hunting is the best way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It, because most of the time, well, you know what, we're running out of time, so we'll pick this up tomorrow. Yeah?
Very good.
And thanks for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.